Hi, so this is my final reflection for my service, which is swimming with the Haogang Community Center. And I just wanted to take a moment to reflect upon how I met my learning outcomes, or if I even did. So I chose to do learning outcome one for this particular service, which is identifying my own strengths and develop areas for growth. And I definitely think I was able to see myself achieve it and grow to become more conscious and aware of my personal being. I know it sounds deep, but honestly, I started to become more self-aware and conscious of every action that I took and seeing, oh, was this meaningful? Was this worthwhile? How can I improve it next time? And it just seemed to strengthen my relationship with all of these members of the Haogang community. So I want to particularly talk about sessions 7 and 8, and 9, in fact, because these sessions were terribly difficult initially because of COVID. So we had to kind of overcome this battle that we faced first in session 8. We were just struggling, thinking of ideas, seeing what they would enjoy, until my friend Shinru just suggested we should just go with it, see what they enjoy, see what they like, because ultimately we're not here for us and for us to have gratification after we made them happy. No, we're just here to make them happy. Like, we don't need any self-gratification saying, oh, we did this well, we should do it again, we should do it more like, oh, they really enjoyed this, so we should carry it out, we should continue doing something like this. So that's exactly what we went with. And initially I struggled with that because it sounds selfish, but I was just like, oh, I felt like I didn't do enough today. But that's not always the case. Sometimes doing less is what makes them more happy. So that was a period of self-reflection definitely for me. And from then, we started to create different ideas of activities that we could do with them. For example, we could no longer do water aerobics or ping pong, and now we had to do stuff virtually. So what we had done was that we made some on-land exercises, like quick, like land aerobics with music, and we just sent it to them, that these videos that we had previously compiled for them to take part in and to do. And they seemed to really enjoy it. We got incredible reviews from that afterwards, which was really great to hear them actually having fun. One important point that I also wanted to talk about was that after our service actually ended, I suggested that we do guided reflection questions, where we come up with a few reflection questions each and then kind of figure out our own answers and talk about in our very last session that we did through Zoom. And one of the things we're The thing I liked most about this year's service was, the thing I found most challenging about this service was, some things I learned during the service are, the new skills and knowledge I gained during the service are, with regards to service, when I started I thought this, but now I realize this. And these guided reflections questions really helped me kind of solidify my strengths and areas of weaknesses, and I've just been able to grow from there. So overall, I think I really, really, really did enjoy the service. I got to meet incredible people, both from my school that I've never hung out with before, and even people from this community that I just had no idea even existed before. And they're amazing. They're really cool, and I just completely enjoyed myself 100%.